Hi, my name is Peter Sable. One of the things that gets in the road of well-being is tiredness. We lose our energy, we start to flag, and the freshness we have and our creativity drop. What can we do about this? The first thing we need to understand is that life is a series of sprints rather than a marathon. We aren't made to go for long periods without a break. So many people think that they'll just push through to the holidays, till the weekend, till the end of this bit of work. Whilst at times you need to put in a sustained effort, you can't do this all the time, and only if your energy stocks are high. Studies show that performance and productivity drop after a short time. You can't stay on full throttle without a cost. What we need are regular breaks to sustain us. This helps to maintain our energy, productivity and creativity, and we enjoy what we do more. So how do we go about doing this? Firstly, every hour or two have a break of at least 15 minutes. Have your lunch and meal periods. But it's more than this. Even when people have breaks, often they aren't really replenishing because they're still in work mode, or even talking about work or the activity that they've been involved in during that time. A break means a break. It means a change of state from the one that you've been in. And it's the quality of these breaks that are important. Your job is to find the best quality change you can to replenish you. A good start is to look at the things that you enjoy, where your heart lifts and responds, the things that help nourish and restore you, and the things that help broaden your outlook. Doing something that contains these things in your break is going to be much better. It might be a short walk, and if so, on that walk, focus on making the most of the break. It may be listening to some music, doing a relaxation exercise, taking a moment to be still, having a cup of tea, talking with someone. You might decide to do something nice on occasions, like going to a coffee shop with really nice coffee or something that makes you feel good. A change of pace and type of activity often helps you switch modes. The thing to monitor is that you switch off from what you were doing. This is a learned skill and takes practice. Next week, we'll talk further about how you can sustain your energy during the day.